Familia de Lucha Libre Online, aquí te habla el gurú de la lucha libre y el calce. Tengo el honor de entrevistar el campeón de la televisión, Big Strong Minx, the first time here in Lucha Libre Online. How are you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. I'm excited to be here.
So let's talk about your championship. You're the new NWA television champion, but before that, you had to face people like Chris Adonis to achieve this opportunity. How did you prepare mentally for that contendership match?
Honestly, it's pretty hard to prepare mentally for that just because, it's not your typical one-on-one match that you typically have to become number one contender. That's more of what I'm used to. I think throughout my history in the NWA, just my history in general, because most of my history with pro wrestling has been with the NWA, there's not been a lot of multi-man matches for me. So it's definitely a very different style to work with where it's a multi-man match that I'm not on a team with. I mean, I've been a part of big team matches. That's kind of how me and Dak Draper got to our opportunity for the NWA World Tag Team titles. Whenever Mecha Wolf and Bestia 666, they were the tag team champions. So I'm kind of used to those multi-man matches in that sort of way, but multi-man matches on my own, where it's three other guys trying to beat me at the exact same thing, that's a whole different ballpark. So honestly, that one took so much more to prepare for than any other match I've been in so far.
So you go from there to be the new NWA Television Champion. What can you recall that night? Do you won the NWA World Television Championship? Take us step by step in that magical night from your arrival to the arena, going to backstage to your peers.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if I think about it, when it came to that, a lot of it was a blur. I think I kind of got told who I was going to be in the match with. So I had no idea at the time that I was going to be facing Zicky Dice. So it was a very incredible experience to be facing somebody that I was a big fan of before they came back to the NWA, and still at that time a fan of. And it was very it was very humbling to be able to be a part of that experience in the first place. But also on top of that, it was one of the biggest tests of my mettle that I've had so far, because I was dealing with a former NWA World Television Champion. So definitely it was a daunting task to kind of undertake. But still, walking in and knowing, hey, this is the mountain I've got to climb tonight. This is where I've got to be. This is where I got to be mentally. I've got to be in that champion's mindset. And I mean, for me, a champion's mindset may be a little bit different from other people. It's trying to relax as much as possible. It's trying to remember that, hey, you may be somebody who's potentially going to be a champion after the night's over, but you still have to stay grounded. You still have to remember you put your pants on one leg at a time. You're still a
Yeah.
guy. You're still a guy. You may become a legend at the end of this night, but you're still the same Matthew you were whenever you walked in this place in the first place. You're still gonna be that same Matthew whenever you leave out. It's just now you're gonna be the NWA World Television Champion. And so going into that match, getting dressed and getting ready for it, and kind of hoping for the best, because I've been through this a few times already. I've competed for the NWA World Television Championship a few times and definitely came up short. So that was something that was definitely in the back of my mind coming into this, and I was so worried. Hey, what happens if I fail? What if all the things that I learned from Dak Draper over this time tag teaming with him, if all the mentors I've had backstage who were telling me how to improve, how to make it to where I could get that one thing that I was missing that kept taking me away from the NWA World Television Championship? Because I had everything lined up. I had everything else it took to be number one contender, but I was missing something to become NWA World Television Champion. And so I was so worried about that coming in. And that was the thing that stuck with me until the moment that I came in, the lights hit me, and the crowd started coming up, and they were ready for me to walk up to that ring. And I was making my entrance there, and everybody was kind of hyping me up, like, hey, Mims, this is your time. This is your time. This is your chance. Still, until that point happened where I walked out of that curtain, I was still thinking, do I finally have what it takes? Has this last year been fruitful? Have I learned the things I need to learn? Have I gone through the experiences that I need to finally make it to the position that I've been coveting so long? And so We have the match. It's a hard-hitting match. We go back and forth in it. And honestly, he gave me some of his best stuff. I gave him my best stuff. He brought it to me more than I expected him to. Obviously, in that match, I expected to be more aggressive just because of the fact that I'm fighting for something I've been fighting for a while. But I think nerves kind of got to me at the beginning. Because, you know, at the beginning of the match, he bum rushed me. He started getting on me and really getting aggressive because he wanted back something that he already had. Me, I was still sitting there doubting myself at the beginning of that match. Even though I talked very spicy too in that promo we had beforehand, the last time we got to meet each other. But still, you know, I think the fight was, and this is nothing to discredit Zicky Dice, he's a great competitor. I think the fight was more with me and myself. You know, that aspect of doubt that I had after failing so many times and coming back one more time to what most people expected, to fail one more time. So at that point, it was getting my head in the game. I think I had another mountain to overcome, which is getting my head in the game and realizing, hey, it's no time to be stuck in the past. It's no time to doubt yourself as a champion. You're already a champion. All you have to do is just win that belt to show people that you are the champion you think you are in your mind. And that's exactly what I did. And the moment I won that belt, it was a rush of emotions. I was sitting there trying to hold back tears, but definitely had a lot of them falling that night. And I run into the crowd after I win the match, and the entire crowd is cheering my name. I'm like, it's like I'm stuck in the Twilight Zone, like time froze. Whenever I won, I get handed that belt. I look down at it. I'm still thinking, oh, I'm about to wake up any minute now. I'm about to wake up any minute now. I'm about to snap out of this daydream that I'm in. I'm about to snap out of this good dream that I just had. There's no way this could be possible. And I walk to the back with it. And the first thing I do, because he happens to be sitting in Gorilla, I say something. I thank Rick Michaels, who is the guy who makes my gear. He also is the man who is responsible for training AJ Styles, the phenomenal one. Rick Michaels is the NWA legend. He's the man. And so I thank him for everything because he's made every single piece of gear that you've seen me wear on NWA Power outside of that, the first few episodes of the first three seasons that I was on when I was wearing the cheap E Lucha gear. Shout outs to E Lucha for definitely having my back. Because if I didn't have that set of gear, you wouldn't be seeing me doing anything on NWA Power. So with those humble beginnings, it was definitely fun. But I just remember going back and getting tons of hugs and pats on the back and smiling faces. And it was all just a blur because I was so happy. I was crying like crazy because, you know, this was such a big moment for me. I finally overcame that mountain that that's been eluding me this whole time. I finally, like, you know, stopped pushing that boulder up the hill, letting it fall back down. I finally got the boulder to the top and it sat there for me. And so that night, until the moment that I fell asleep, it was just a blur of happiness. It was a blur of tears, it was a blur of happiness, it was a blur of kissing hands and shaking babies and all that. Honestly, it's one of the greatest nights of my life. There's not much else I can compare to it.
I see you have, I remember a promo that you did that you talked about 2022. It was a rough year for you without the competition and all that to get to this moment for the NWA Television Champion is just amazing.
Yeah. It's definitely stiff competition when it comes to the NWA itself. And with 2022, that was just a year that showed me that, hey, I have what it takes to be here, but do I have what it takes to be a champion? And I didn't at the time. With 2023, that showed me through even more hard work past 2022, continue to build up what really is big, strong Mims. What makes me big and strong as a person? And what makes me a champion of the people, what makes me able to be a champion, finding all those things out over this last year and a half, 2 years that I've been struggling to climb back up to get to that NWA World Television Championship. It's been a struggle, but it's been a great struggle. I'd rather not be in any other locker room in the world to test my mettle and make for sure I'm the greatest superstar I can possibly be. It's right there in the NWA locker room. It's the stiffest competition in the world. And I can say that without any doubts. I can say that easily, hands down. Hands down.
Oh, you talked about the competition. You're now defending that title. And who especially you look defended the NWA television title?
I actually said this before, but I think I said it in an interview not too long ago where I was talking about AJ Quezada. So I was his very first match whenever he came in. I was his debut match, and there I bested him. We had another match again, another singles match, and that was in Oak Grove, Kentucky, a little bit outside of my hometown of Clarksville, Tennessee, and I bested him there too. But over that time, he's kind of had the same, I guess you could say, like renaissance himself, where he kind of went back to the drawing board after coming in and saying, hey, I'm good enough to get here. Am I good enough to win? Am I good enough to dominate? And he kind of found something special within himself and rebranded himself. He's the bully from Bullhead Ranch now. He's somebody who has an experience of going through something similar to me, where he found a tag team partner and they found success. Those guys found more success than we did, because with Magnum Muscle, which our story is not over yet, our story is definitely not over yet when it comes to me and Dak Draper, him and Anthony Andrews won those NWA USA tag team belts, and they found success there, and they dominated that tag team division as those champions. But now, since Anthony Andrews has moved on to greener pastures, now we have AJ here, and yes, his brother's here also, but I know this man is itching for a chance to show what he got, to show what he has when it comes to singles, the singles bracket. Like, of course, family's always going to be family, but I think he's ready to break out now. I think he's ready to go ahead and say, hey, I've done this tag team thing for a while. I was very successful at it. Let me see how good I've gotten. And that's something that speaks to me because, like I said, I've had a very similar journey going through that with Magnum Muscle, and then having an opportunity, a shot to go back to that same drawing board and say, hey, well, I've got something a little bit better to put on this drawing board here. I've learned a little bit. I've been able to have that mentor with me to teach me the ways so I can go ahead and be more successful on my own. And so I think he's probably one of the best people to think of when it comes to that kind of competition, because we went through something so similar, such a huge parallel between our stories. And I'd love to defend this championship against him. If anything, I think he's probably the biggest threat I have to this title, given those circumstances, more than anybody else, you know. So that's where I really want to be when it comes to defending my championship. I want to defend it against the people that have the best chance to take it away from me. I can't get any better if I'm just fighting Joe Schmo off the street, who's not really going to put up much of a challenge for this belt. I need to be fighting against the guys like an AJ Quezada, like a Bulletproof Troop, like a Jordan Clearwater, like even, again, a Zicky Dice, those guys that have that serious competition, that serious itch, that serious want, that serious hunger to win. That definitely can make me look like an underdog. And hey, I'm big, strong men, so it's not. It takes a lot to make me look like an underdog. It does take a lot to do that. But I think these guys have it down pat. These are the guys that whenever I go and defeat them on the way to Lucky Sevens, it makes that mean something. It's not like I'm going out, like I said, it's not like I'm going out beating Joe Schmo off the street. These are top-tier competitors, every single one of the guys I named. We could even throw Chris Adonis in there because of the fact that you mentioned him earlier, and he's one of the best competitors we have in the locker room. He's even said it himself. He's doing some of the best wrestling he's ever done in his whole career. He's one of the best wrestlers that we have at NWA, if not the best wrestler there, and he's got world champion written all over him. And so it's already an honor in the first place to be in the ring with him, but to be in the ring with him one-on-one, which has never happened before, that could also be an incredible test for me. If anything, that could be lucky number seven as the win. And that'd probably be the biggest win of my career outside of winning the NWA World Television Championship itself. So there's a lot of guys I look forward to, but, you know, I like to focus a little bit more on AJ Quezada.
Oh, that's awesome. Let's talk about Ziggy Dice. You won the championship defeating him. How was working with him in the ring?
Working with him is just like working with anybody else who's trying to take your head off. And he definitely was. I mean, you saw him from the outset in that match. He was very aggressive. He was very in my face. He was very outlandish, I guess, is a really good way to describe it. He describes himself that way all the time. And that's exactly what it is. That's the experience when you're in the ring with him. It's somebody that, like, you know, for as many jokes as we can make about fanny packs and anything else in pro wrestling that he's done or hasn't done, the guy is a serious competitor. He's as serious as it gets. Whenever you get in between those ropes, he's extremely dangerous. This is a dangerous man. And that's kind of what we have here in the NWA as a whole. Everybody in those NWA locker rooms, wherever we travel to, they're always going to be the most dangerous guys around. They're the most dangerous guys to have around you. So whenever you hop in the ring with them, whenever you work with these people, whenever you decide, hey, this is the guy I want to challenge, this is the guy I want to be in the ring with, you have to keep your head on a swivel. I mean, because you never know. When they say pro wrestling is dangerous, when they say it's a risk every time you get in the ring, that's because it's exactly true. You never know what could have happened in that television title match if things didn't happen to go my way exactly the way they did. Anything could have changed slightly, and you never know exactly what we could be ending up with right now. But luckily, we've ended up with the happy ending of Big Strong Mims becoming the NWA World Television Champion.
Mims, how's working with Billy Corgan in the boss role?
It's actually pretty great. I mean, I've had a ton of jobs outside of pro wrestling, and there's only a few bosses that I can ever say that I've had in any job or career field, because I think of pro wrestling as a career. It's not a job for me. I can't really think of too many bosses that I've had that I'm like, okay, I'd love to work for this person. I follow them in battle. If he told me to run into a wall, I tell him, how hard do you want me to hit it? And I think that Billy fits that mold there. He's a fantastic boss to have. I mean, if anything, I just want to help him realize his vision in professional wrestling. And, it's a vision that we kind of share together for a lot of similar talking points. But I think that I really want to see how fully fleshed out it goes. I'm very interested, and I have been since the beginning, since he announced this, about his 20-year plan for the NWA. I'm somebody who, when it comes to choosing where to be, do you want to be in the established company to where you can possibly just be another number, another cog in the machine? Or do you want to be one of those cornerstones of that company that's there from the beginning, that's able to help build it? And I'd rather be the guy that's able to help out more in building it. I want to be one of those guys that were the foundation for it. That when people think back, whether it's fans, whether it's new parts of that company, whether it's new talent that comes into that company, they're thinking, you know what? I've got to think of this guy. I got to think of this guy as somebody who built the ring that I'm standing in, somebody who built the environment that I'm in. The way that I make money and I put food on my table is because of the hard work, the blood, sweat, and tears that this guy went through. And I want to be one of those people that say, hey, I built that. Even if it gets to a point where, you get into the future, you know how kids are, you know how future generations may be, where they're never going to recognize you for what you did. There's going to be like, oh, hey, that's some old legendary guy. Still, even without the recognition from somebody else, I still want to be able to go home at night and lay my head down, even into my old golden years, and be like, yeah, you see how great that NWA is. You see how they compete. You see that television deal they have. You see this, you see that. And you think, I built that. I worked directly with Billy to make for sure we could put out the best possible product ever. And I realized his vision, his dream of professional wrestling, and I made that to the forefront of the pro wrestling industry. And I definitely want to be a part of that. So far, I've been a part of some of the best experiences of the NWA, which have also been the best experiences of my life. And I've been glad to say that, not only do I know Billy, but I like to think that I have a pretty good relationship with him. And that I've made him happy with how we've kind of fulfilled that same vision that I believe in so much. Those three letters, the NWA, they mean a lot more than people think. And, I'm one of those people that, in the same way that Billy does, I think it has a lot of meaning. It had a lot of meaning when he bought it. It has a lot of meaning now, and it'll continue to have a lot of meaning in the future. No matter where we go in this 20-year plan, it's always going to be something significant to me in the same way that it is for Billy. And that's something that I love and I respect about him. And that's one of the reasons why I'm glad that he's the one holding the reins to the NWA. And hey, like I said, if he finds a wall and points at it, how fast you want me to go through that wall, Mr. Corgan? How fast you want me to run?
Yo, let's talk about that. TV2 contracts, two different shows. How are you feeling that now the television champion can be defending on a bigger mainstream or platform on 2024?
Oh, I'm very excited about it. I'm very excited and surprised that I got the opportunity to have it be me, of all people. But then again, I said something to myself over social media like years ago. Why not me? That's a question that I always had to ask myself whenever it came to any opportunity, anything that I could do to better myself or better my career, is why not me? Why not make me the face of NWA Power going forward? Why not make me the voice of NWA Power going forward? Why not make me the person that you see that's synonymous with that show? Whatever network we may end up on, whether that's our reality show or our live pro wrestling, live or taped, who knows what's going to be. Because the word is still out on that. Billy likes to keep his cards very close to his chest. So even though people are talking about, oh, well, they're going to be on this network, they're going to be on that network, and we're speculating and we're guessing and hoping and wishing and all that stuff like that, I am just happy to be in the position that I am. I'm happy to carry the company forward. I'm very happy to put the company on my back the same way that EC3 does, the same way that Maxi Impaler does, the same way that Kinsey Page does, the same way that BFT and Aaron Stevens do, the same way that Daisy Kill and Talos do. I'm happy to put that on my back. And let me not forget our national heavyweight champion Silas Mason, the same way we all put it on our backs. And my boy Colby Carino, of course, you can't forget the junior heavyweight champion. You just can't. Like, or our women's tag team champions in Pretty Empowered. See, I'm sounding like I'm forgetting things. I'm not forgetting them. I remember everybody. But you know, when it comes to us putting the company on our back and taking that into the new era that we're going to have on television and mainstream audience, I'm very proud of all the people that we have to hold those belts to say, hey, we're the face of what the NWA is now. And I'm glad that I can say that I'm television champion and I'm part of the people that are leading the charge into that. And that anybody else that we have on the roster that doesn't happen to be currently holding a belt, that doesn't currently hold any prize that we're all coveting, they're still holding one of the biggest prizes in the NWA, well, not just in the NWA, but in the entire business of professional wrestling, and that's being a part of the NWA. It's a prize, and I think that people are going to understand more of why it's a prize once we start that television deal, once we have all these champions front and center, once we have our talent on display, and once we show people exactly what we can do, then they're going to understand exactly how much of a prize it is to be a part of the NWA, how significant those three letters are that we were talking about before, those NWA letters.
Yo, what can we expect from Mince in their new future?
Oh, well, hey, I'm going to be confident here. I'm going to say that you can expect not only this pretty face, this beautiful smile, but you can expect this big, strong Mimsy boy over here to continue to defend this title until we get to the end of those lucky sevens, until I can compete with either a Tom Latimer or a EC3 or, hey, you never know, a Chris Adonis for that NWA World's Heavyweight Championship. That's where I see myself in the future. That's what I see that we can expect. I'm going to go everywhere I possibly can to defend this belt to anybody who's willing to set your boy up and book your boy on the card to make for sure he can defend this belt, because this television title needs to be defended all around the world. Television can be from anywhere. As you've seen, we've been able to shoot television in Australia. We've been able to shoot television in Mexico. We've been able to shoot television in Florida. We can shoot television in Canada if we want to. I mean, there's another Smashing Pumpkins tour going on in the UK. You never know when we can shoot television. And this is not just like, yes, it may say National Wrestling Alliance, but when we say national, we're not just talking about the nation that we're sitting in right now. We're not just talking about the United States of America and subsidiaries, also in Puerto Rico, because you guys are part of the United States. Doesn't matter what anybody says, you guys are a part. You guys should have been a state. But it's talking about any nations, any and all nations where wrestling occurs. We are an alliance. It's an international thing. So it needs to be defended anywhere, because television is everywhere. Anybody can watch what we're doing anywhere. And with this new television deal, it spreads that influence even more ways to access exactly what we're doing. So in the future, I hope to be going from border to border and jumping all around as much as I possibly can to defend that belt until it's my time to give that up and bring home a new, bigger belt, possibly heavier belt. They call it the 10 pounds of gold. It might just be a little bit heavier than this television championship. And if they're not just talking about that title being heavier, it's the crown that fits on the king's head. I know right now EC3 is testing his neck strength with the crown on top of his head. He's got to take that belt around everywhere. And maybe I just want to be one of the people that's going to relieve him of that pressure, that crown. I think my neck is big and strong enough to hold that crown, and my waist is definitely strong enough to hold that belt.
So last but not least, let's talk about October 28th. NWA presents Samhain in Cleveland, Ohio. You have a Devil's Last Match Ultimate Hardcore Team War. What we can expect from that wrestling match and all those participants?
See, this is the funny thing. It's another one of those situations where I can't tell you what to expect. I can only guess. I can only guess. I can only hope, just because it's something else that's brand new for me. I think it's brand new for the world of professional wrestling to have two different television champions going against each other. Not only is it me, the big strong champ, big strong TV, you know, the men's world television champion, headlining my team, to take this big strong team against the Nightmare, the non-binary Nightmare, Maxine Paler, the women's NWA television champion. It's us going head to head leading these two teams, and we've got everything with us. We've got two giants with our with Dak Draper, my better half in Magnum Muscle, and then Judas, the better half of Maxine Paler in the Miserably Faithful, since now they're just a duo, and they've kick two of our partners in this match to the curb, Gags the Gimp and Sal the Pal. But I see some new faces in this match, some new people that we haven't been able to mix it up with Magic Inc. And I hope I'm not saying his name wrong, Alex Misery, who's also added to the match too. And then we also have Koa on our team, and I think Koa is going to be a great addition there. He's got a fantastic attitude, and the man can really go in the ring. If you haven't been one of the people that have checked out his match with Tom Latimer, it was a hard-hitting, crazy match. And that man has just as big, just as strong of a heart as Big Strong Mims, and he's going to be a fantastic competitor in that match. And you never know. He may be the X factor that changes things in our favor. He's the one that I'm looking forward to seeing move out there the most, because I haven't got to have this man on my team before. I haven't been able to work with him directly, but I'm very excited to see what he's going to do there, because I've been able to watch his stuff. I've been able to see the kind of reactions that he gets from the audience and also from the locker room. So I understand exactly what kind of competitor that he is, which is a very good one, and somebody who's very dangerous, somebody to watch out for. So, you know, I'm expecting some hard-hitting action. You never know. It might be a little bit of blood, like a little bit of crazy stuff going on here. You never really know what to expect. It's a hardcore match. It's something I've never done before. It's something at least a few of the competitors on both sides are privy to, and I'm ready to step in the ring and learn. I'm ready to find out exactly what's going to happen. You mess around and find out. I'm ready to do that too. I'm ready to get out there and find out exactly how hardcore I can be, because we don't know yet, but we definitely about to find out in what it's a little bit less than a week now. We're gonna find out.
So Mims, I want to say thank you for your time. I hope good luck in this crazy match you have and the next championship big matches that you are going to do for the television championship. I hope you do great. Wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Let me talk in Spanish for our audience so they can know the next step here in the event at the NWA. NWA presenta Samhain, octubre 28, 2023. En Cleveland, Ohio, donde van a ver luchas grandes y van a tener la experiencia de verlo en Fight TV, o puedes conseguir tus boletos en nwatix.com. Bueno, Mims, thank you again for your time. It's an absolute honor being here with you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ya saben, Familia Lucha Libre Online. En español, nadie lo hace mejor.